Hi, this is Lennis from PraiseWorks, and welcome to our Journey to Wellness Minute, where we talk about total wellness for the mind, body, and spirit. And our first few segments, we were talking about diet and exercise, but I wanted to address something else that I think is really important. At PraiseWorks, we believe in addressing the needs of the mind, body, and spirit through holistic practices, fitness, and exercise. Today, I want to talk about something that's a little bit more in terms of our emotional wellness and taking care of our mind and our spirit. We just got out of the holiday season, and I know that that could have been a very challenging time given the economic climate and all the hustle and bustle, and a lot of people fell into holiday funk, and it wasn't necessarily a good time for all. But whether you're in the holiday season or just living your life, there are some things that you need to do to make sure that you are taking care of your spirit, that you're taking care of your mind, that you're loving yourself and being gentle with yourself. First of all, acknowledge your feelings. If you're not feeling great, if you're not feeling like getting involved in certain social activities or even dealing right away with the hustle and bustle that comes with the holidays, birthdays, Easter, or whatever is going on, acknowledge that. You can't force yourself to be happy just because everybody else wants you to be. And reach out. If you're feeling lonely or isolated, seek out community, religious or other social events that can offer you support and companionship. Volunteering your time to help others is always a good way to lift your spirits and broaden your friendships. Also, to keep from feeling overwhelmed and just plain stressed out, be realistic. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to get everything done on your to-do list. If you're like me, I have a tendency to have 30 things on my to-do list. That's ridiculous. How can I get 30 things done in one day? There's no way. There's not enough time in the day. Plus, I have a full life. I have 4 daughters. I have a son. I have a husband. How can I get 30 things done in one day? So I have to be realistic. And as we change and grow as families, we have to learn to choose those things that are most important, prioritize, and do those things, and give ourselves a break. It's okay if you don't do all 30 things on those lists. Not all 30 things are A1 priorities. Be gentle with yourself. Be realistic about what's really important for you to be done, need to get done, and then leave the rest for another day. It's okay. When it comes to working on planning ahead, that's so important. It will help to alleviate your stress. If you can set aside specific days for certain errands and things like that you know you're going to be running, instead of waiting until the last minute to do it, you will find such a release of stress. I know you can't plan for every adversity, for everything that can happen, but if you have a set schedule where you and your family and friends know you're going to be at a certain time, that reduces maybe the number of requests for you to be doing something else, because they already know your schedule, you've already planned it, you already have an idea of what you're going to do for that day, and that reduces your stress. Now, here's a big one, and it's one that I've had to learn how to say, and I'm still learning how to do it. Learn to say no. Saying yes when you should say no can leave you feeling resentful and overwhelmed. Friends and colleagues will understand if you cannot participate in every activity and every project, and your family's going to have to understand too. It's not impossible to say no to your friends and family and those who love you. In fact, if you're being honest with yourself and honest with them, they'll appreciate it, because there's nothing worse than someone saying yes to something and then they have an attitude the whole time they're doing it. So be honest with yourself and learn to say no. And by all means, don't abandon your healthy habits. I'm hoping that as a result of listening to our Journeys to Wellness Minute and the other things that we're doing, that you are beginning to develop healthy habits. Don't let those healthy habits go when times get stressful. In fact, when times get stressful, you want to try to increase those healthy habits. Make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Get your exercise. Make sure you are resting and getting plenty of sleep. And make sure you're eating healthy. Don't backslide into eating stuff that might make you feel good for a while, but you pay for it later on. Also, remember, take a breather during the day. Make some time for yourself. Spending just 15 minutes alone without distractions may refresh you enough to handle everything you need to do. Take a walk, at night, stargaze, listen to soothing music, find something that reduces your stress by clearing your mind slowly and breathing and restoring your inner calm. So those are just a few tips. If you want to find out more about releasing your stress and really learning to enjoy your life at a pace that makes sense, come to my website, www.praiseworks.biz. And remember, 1 Corinthians 6:19, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not on your own. So take care of those temples. Take care of your body. Go ahead and approach total wellness of the mind, body, and spirit. And I will see you next week. This is Lennis at Praise Works, and God bless.